Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios in downtown Boulder City. This is your host, Jill Lagan, CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. In each episode, we will highlight what makes Boulder City, home of the Hoover Dam, the ideal place to operate your small business, explore world-class tourism attractions, and discover why we are the perfect place to live and unwind. What a great day we have today. So let's hear from our amazing guest. Her name is Cindy McCormick. She is an advanced esthetician at the Vanity Spa. Happens to be somebody that I'm very familiar with. And thank you very much for my beautiful facial just 2 days ago. So I'm really grateful to be able to talk with you today and share with the listeners how important face care and skin care really is. I don't think they really know. So thank you very much and welcome.
You're welcome.
So I have been fascinated by skincare for so long. And you and I have had a conversation before about the idea that we take for granted that the information we see on the commercials or in the catalog or in a magazine, that it's going to do what it says it's going to do. And we kind of have to just have faith, right?
Right.
However, you, on the other hand, as not only an instructor, but also as an advanced esthetician and had years of experience in this area, you know what works and what doesn't. You know the importance and the value of it. And I would imagine that over the years, you have had such great experiences in being able to understand what we need to do for our skin. So tell us a little bit more about what we need to do for our skin.
I do. The years of experience dealing with different types of skin have given me the knowledge to know that everyone's different and it's not a one size fits all. There are no products that are great for everyone. So it depends on our skin type, depends on our lifestyle. And I love bringing the knowledge and my experience to someone to help them and guide them on their skin problems, something to maybe a product line or a service that would make them feel better in their own skin. Because I know they can't see a commercial and realize, okay, that's for me, because chances are it won't be for you. So it's nice to bring my knowledge and share that with everyone, just because I've seen so many different skin types. We get used, if you're not in the industry, you're just used to your own skin. So, you know, and sometimes you need help and guidance with some other things that might work for you, not just what you see or hear or see on TikTok. That's the main culprit there.
So some of the different formulas and things that they come up with, let's combine oatmeal with oranges.
Oh, yeah,
and,
which that might be good.
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like a great breakfast. So I would imagine a lot of people, they look at those magazine ads and it's all body imagery, yes. Imaging. And yeah. I would imagine that we look at those and you think, oh, I got to have that because, of course, I have those wrinkles and I need that. Or as a younger person, I don't want those wrinkles. So I want to make sure I use that. And so you're right. All skin types are different. Mm-hmm. It may or may not work. I have tried every different line known to man. Mm-hmm. And I happen to find a good line right now that I feel comfortable with, but my skin will change and that may change too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So if someone is happy with using something they bought at the drugstore and their skin is great, I've learned don't try to persuade them to change. If it's working for you and you're on this good path, stay with it until you have problems. Most of the time, people come to estheticians because they do have medical estheticians, I should say, because they have some issue that they're trying to resolve. And a lot of times it is simple as changing a skincare routine or products or finding the right products for their skin. But like I said, I've met 90-year-old women who have flawless skin and have used Noxzema and Pond's cold cream all their life.
Right?
So I have ideas and I know skincare. I don't know everything, but I do know ingredients and I do know that what can work with what or what we can try to see if it would work for them.
Very good. You know, you're right. We want to make sure that we're not saying you have to be using a $250 a drop cream because that may not work.
Right.
But maybe it does for some and they really like that. I would imagine that drugstore formulations are wonderful for the majority of people
too.
Yeah. Well, great.
I won't put anything down anymore. I've learned that in the beginning in school, you learn, oh, Vaseline is bad. this is bad. But there's some people that put Vaseline on their face and they're perfectly fine.
Isn't that funny? I never thought about doing that. But I remember going to a gentleman that he was very specific about for healing wounds. And he was like, don't do anything. And if you're going to do something, just simply put on Vaseline. And I thought, wow, I never thought about that. And in fact, he was even talking about Neosporin. You know, we grew up on that. That was, you wash it with hydrogen peroxide and then you put Neosporin on it. And I learned that that's a big time no-no.
Right.
And that people actually become allergic to Neosporin. Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting concept. Yeah. And there's so much to be to learn and to hear and to be educated on. So I would imagine that over the years, you've had a lot of different experiences with young skin, older skin, and then as an educator, you're trying to teach all of those. But so here at the Vanity Spa, who are your clientele? Who are you going after? Who are you advertising to?
Anyone. Anyone with skin is a potential client. So anyone that likes the convenience, I'm so happy to be in Boulder City at the Vanity Spa because I like bringing the convenience to the town. You don't have to go into Vegas or Henderson to have the med spa experience because we have all the devices. We're going to carry a great skincare line, hopefully help anyone that just wants to stay close to home and anyone that wants to come in as well. I have a lot of clients that are following me from Henderson and coming in. So it's just a fun little place to have everyone come in, men, women, young children. So anyone, that's who we'd like to treat at the Vanity.
You know, we don't think about men taking care of their skin very often, right?
Yeah.
I hadn't really, even as we were sitting here talking, I'm just picturing all these amazing, beautiful women coming into you and young gals trying to take care of their skin early. But we need to really consider that it's great for men too.
It is.
Do you do a lot of, well, I would imagine a men's facial is much different than a female facial.
It really isn't. Sometimes we'll market it that way just to make them feel like it's not too fluffy. But they have skin just like we do, just like women do. So same skin concerns. It's really just we tailor it to them. So it's not the fluffiness, but some men like the fluffiness. No, it's we have men's facials, but it's basically the same type of treatments and they love it. Men, I take facials for granted. So when someone comes in, especially a man, because it's part of my life, a man comes in, it's his first time facial. They think I'm an angel from heaven. It's just so relaxing. Their skin looks great. And a lot of times men don't take the time to incorporate skincare into their routine. So they need facials. A great facial once a month is amazing for anyone, especially men who don't want to spend the time.
I would imagine so, because we have a couple of barbers in town that they do the full treatment and the hot towel when they do a shave. And, and they just get this full-on pampering treatment. And I know that Shay, she is out at out in the plaza by Chili Jilly's. It's actually Jill's aunt. And I find her fascinating, just love her. But she does that. And I know that she has so many people who love going there because they feel so special.
Yes.
Those guys get that special treatment. So
yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I might just
come on
have
in,
to,
man.
I'm going to get a gift certificate for Barry and make sure that he gets
nice.
That chance.
That would be great. Yep.
And so here's a question. Do they shave before they come or not?
They don't have to. It depends on if they have a full beard, we can give a facial. If they typically shave, they can shave to get the full effect. Because if they have stubble, it's fine. But if they have a beard, we'll do something different, work around it. But they still get a massage in the beard and good cleaning. Mm-hmm. Some masks are kind of a pain to get out of beards.
Yeah.
But other than that, we can do everything that we would do without facial hair.
Well, and now with so many with facial hair,
You
know, it's so widely accepted. So, yeah, I would imagine.
Just don't come in for a dermaplane.
Oh, that would hurt.
Sure. Yeah, it would hurt.
Yeah, that would take a little bit of time, I would imagine.
Yes,
too.
And I've had men get sent in by their wives for dermaplaning, and I'm looking at them. I'm thinking, I am not going to dermaplane this poor man's face. I'll do your cheeks and your forehead, but if you don't know what dermaplaning is, it's essentially taking a scalpel and for a good exfoliation and taking the hair off the face. So yeah, a thicker hair on the face would not feel good for a man. He probably wouldn't enjoy that facial.
So I can imagine all the different types of procedures and the different services that you offer is probably a little bit of an unknown to anybody who's not normally coming in for a facial. So do you want to talk about some of the different services that you offer at the Vanity?
Sure. Of course, we offer your beautiful, relaxing facials. But if you want something a little corrective, we have we offer lasers there. It is a medical grade facility with medical grade lasers. So we offer photofacials, which are, it's called IPL, if someone's not familiar, intense pulse light. So it's attracted to the reds and the browns in the face. So if you have sun damage or redness in the face, it will lighten that and clarify the skin. So it gives a nice complexion. We offer laser peels. It's a carbon facial where we put a black carbon on the face and then use a laser to take that off. So it's a deep exfoliation. And it leaves a nice glow to the face. So it's great if you have an event to go to. It's a red carpet type of treatment. We offer the dermaplaning that I was speaking of. That is a nice exfoliation along with any facial that you choose. And it takes the dead skin cells off the face along with any peach fuzz. So if someone's getting married or has senior pictures coming up or prom, something that you want to put makeup on and have that flawless look, that airbrush look, taking the peach fuzz off is amazing. Dermaplaning will do that. Oh, what else do we offer? Laser hair removal. So it's long-term hair reduction is the politically correct way to say that. But we offer that full body. So if someone's interested in shaving less or not shaving at all for long-term, it depends on the age range. If you're younger, it will be long-term hair reduction. But along with hormones, your hair will come back.
Right.
It won't come back like it was, but it will come back. But older, I noticed anyone over 40 typically will have 3 or 4 treatments, and then you probably will never have to shave again.
So, wow.
Yeah. No promises there, but I've noticed that. I can say that with confidence.
Got it.
Don't even remember how to shave my underarms, so I don't have.
Oh, my gosh. That might be a service that I have to participate in.
Yes, we haven't even done that.
I know. It sounds a little nerve-wracking. I have done IPL. Absolutely love it.
Yes.
I am a believer. Dermaplane as well.
Yes.
But I also know you do tattoo removal.
Oh,
is that
yes.
Correct?
Forgot about that. So we do tattoo removal. So if you have any tattoos on you that you've regretted getting or want to change or lighten if you need to get something over it, another tattoo over it, the tattoo device we have is amazing. So it'll take, depending on what you're wanting to get, it'll take several sessions to get it removed. And we keep you as comfortable as possible. So that it's probably one of the least comfortable procedures, but we do have that, which is awesome. And we offer great prices for that. Another thing that's great with our tattoo removal device is removing permanent makeup. So I can do lip liner. I have a lot of luck removing, if you regret your brows getting microbladed or tattooed years ago and you want to erase it or lighten it to get it less noticeable or get something done again, that usually one time and you're done.
Wow.
So yeah, people cry when they see the results of that.
It's interesting.
Immediate. Yeah.
I never thought about the permanent makeup side of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just can't do eyeliner. That's too dangerous.
Yes. I have had that done, and that was extremely painful. I'm not sure I'm brave enough to keep doing that again.
It hurts.
So I would imagine over the years, you've probably had some pretty amazing opportunities with individuals. And like you said, tears when they see the results of different procedures. Mm-hmm. Have you had an aha moment that has struck you in your career that has made you go, you know what, that is why I do this?
There's always those great moments. I do teach, like you mentioned, at a beauty school. So I have a lot of estheticians, young girls that are becoming up and coming estheticians. And I tell them this is a great career. I can name all the times where I had a kind of crazy experience with a person, probably 3 in my entire career.
Wow, okay.
So it's a very rewarding, it's a very calming, it's a beautiful profession to get into. So there's a million stories I could tell with clients. But my main thing is when I am instructing students and they reach back out to me and they call me and they say, I have this great job. I remember everything you told me. And I learned from you. Because when I'm teaching, I think it's so repetitive. And I'm thinking, I sound like a broken record. But these are new people coming in and out. So I'm really affecting people's lives and I don't even realize it.
True.
So my aha moments are when someone reaches back out to me and says, oh my gosh, you are a wise woman. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Well, thanks.
You know, yeah, it's one of those things I've done so much of that instinct can kick in. So it's nice to be able to share those experiences and the knowledge and all the mistakes I've made. I share with them. I don't tell them just good things. I say, okay, I've done this and that in the past. There's a reason why I'm telling you don't do this. Or so, yeah, it's when the students, all the clients always make me happy and they're always so kind, but especially when the students reach back out and let me know that well, I made some good ideas in their life.
I think that's awesome. So you improvement in their lives as well as improvement in your clients' lives as well. So you kind of get the double layer of protection and awesomeness.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. Well, that is very cool. I can imagine that the students are very grateful for all of your knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
So what are some different skin types that are good for the laser treatment? I would imagine not every skin type is suitable for such a thing.
It depends. It depends on the device the modality that we're choosing. IPL, the photofacial, which can be done used for hair removal. It can be used for vascular irregularities, so rosacea. It can be used for the pigment in the face. That can only be used on we call them Fitzpatrick's. There are six Fitzpatrick types, and the lightest being number one and the darkest being a six. So with the photofacials, you can only go up to a Fitzpatrick 4. And that's because it's attracted to pigment in the skin. So if it hits dark pigment, it's going to lift that pigment and then you're going to cause burns. Oh. So that's a very powerful bright light. So only up to a Fitzpatrick 4. And 4 is going to be more like your lighter brown. So a lot of Hispanic women we can use that treatment on and lighter. Okay. So African-American skin, Native American skin, not a good IPL is not good for them. We can do laser hair removal on any skin type from 1 all the way to 6, all the devices. That's a lot of people get confused because you hear stories how you can only do it on lighter people, lighter skin types, but that's not true anymore. The technology has come to where you can do it on up to darker Fitzpatrick's. What else? The tattoo removal I can do on any color skin. I've successfully removed tattoos off of even a Fitzpatrick 5 or 6. So African-American skin, it will remove those tattoos. If it's colored ink, it's a little tricky. So if it's just dark ink, that's a little bit easier to remove.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. The colors of ink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yep.
I would imagine that it's got to be a little frustrating if you feel like whatever the service is isn't for your skin. What do they do?
Right.
But it sounds to me like technology is ever changing as well.
It's improved and it can reach different, more people, but still there's a hard nose on some of the things for sure.
Interesting. Yeah. And so I would imagine you'll do some kind of a consultation with them before when they first come in.
Absolutely.
Prior to getting started.
Consultation. And if it's still something it's questionable, we'll do a test spot. And wait 4 to 5 days and see how their skin reacts in an inconspicuous area and then have them come back in and then take it from there.
Well, one of the things that I loved when my first IPL treatment with you was we did my hands, the back of your hands. And you don't think about that. You're so rough on your hands and you take them for granted. But knowing that even that's an area that can be treated and I would imagine probably a great testing ground as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So your hands are great. The neck, the décolleté, the chest area is another area that we that we don't typically take care of, and tons of sun damage there. And the IPL is great for that. So another thing that I didn't mention about IPL is its intended use is to lighten pigment in the skin, but it also hits right into the dermis, the papillary dermis, where we have fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are our contributors, the cells that create our collagen and elastin. So that thickens and strengthens the skin. So I call it a side benefit of IPL. So the more IPLs you do, you're going to get collagen enhancement. So it's going to thicken the skin. It's a great treatment to do. It's an advanced treatment, but right under the eyes, if someone has dark circles or a lot of wrinkling right under the eyes, it's awesome to do right there to thicken that skin.
And so you know me, you watched me react, and that is the worst part.
I know,
of that.
It's bright light.
Oh my gosh, I like jump every time. Even if it doesn't hurt, I jump. And
it can be shot. The brightness of the light, even though we protect your eyes, you can still see that bright flash.
Oh, heck yeah.
And that just startles some people, but for the most part, it's a very comfortable procedure.
Yes, I was going to say, it did, like I said, not hurt. It just simply is kind of a scary.
Startling.
Yeah, yeah. It's startling. It's kind of scary. You got a bright light flashing in your eyes. Yeah. Okay, well, I am very grateful for what I've done, and I definitely do see the difference. And you are right, the collagen concept, that's something I want to keep up on.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever have to go back and go, dang it, I wish I would have done this.
Right, yes. Yes, it's better to prevent than to chase after, because then it's surgery. You have to go to surgery. So we're always protecting. We always want to protect the integrity of our skin and improve the tone and texture of it. And that's going to keep a youthful appearance to our skin. Because in reality, you can't do anything to, once you start getting that loss of collagen, when it gets too far gone, you have to get surgery if it bothers you. So a lot of people don't want to do surgery. So these things are great to do in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and on. We can do all of these treatments. And especially IPL, it's a holistic, all these treatments are safe. Some people think lasers aren't safe. They think, oh, radiation involved. It's not natural. But these are all safe for us. It's not the type of radiation like from an atomic bomb or not even from x-rays. So it's nothing that hurts anyone. You cannot do them if you're pregnant, though, just to be on the safe side. Pregnant or nursing, we just, along with a few other contraindications, but for the most, they're safe for anyone. So I've been doing lasers for many, many years and I'm healthy. So
right. Well, I would imagine too, many of us just want to age gracefully.
Yeah.
I will never say never, but I'm not sure that surgery seems to be something that I would go into. I would much rather try to take care of and create a positive situation at this point and have to, I mean, maybe that's on the back burner, I guess, but.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Never say never, but it's your skincare routine at home, how you take care of your skin with the sun, protecting your skin from the sun, excessive sun damage. I'm a believer in sun. I don't say live in a dark cave because we need sun for health benefits. Protecting our skin that way, though, and your lifestyle internally, how you, your nutrition all plays a role. And all these things are extra. The facials, the lasers to help you give you that boost, and it's maintenance type of thing. But you really need to be educated on how to take care of your skin from the inside out. And your good products that you're putting on your skin.
So not only topically, but internally, and what does that look like? And I would imagine that we hear that they've had a hard life, and you can see it in their skin when you say those
stress.
States. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And then daily sun, those that live on the beach. And
Oh, yes. A lot of women come from California or Hawaii, and these are lighter skin types. Those are the ones that in their 50s, 60s right now that they're chasing what their skin care, because they've caused so much damage. I think we're a little bit lucky here because we have such a, this is my theory, we live in a hot climate. So in the summer, we can't go sit out in the sun for 5 hours. We go out for 2 minutes and we're like, see you later, come back inside. So we get a little bit protected from that. But going to if I go to San Diego, I can sit out there for 8 hours. That's where I would get my sunburn, right?
Right.
Because you have the coolness of the ocean. But I think here, even though we're dry, I notice less sun damage from people who are from our area rather than like the beach areas where you're prone to getting more sun damage because you're out longer.
Yes. Yeah. And for me, it's the side of my face that's on the
driving
side, right? So where the sun's always seeming to hit on that side. And so, that's where we have to focus for me.
Right.
But I can see your, sounds like a valid theory that we're not outside
the
direct.
My observation.
Yes, I like your theories.
And as we get older, everything slows down. And the cells that produce our skin color, our melanin, slows down as well. So you're going to have to protect your skin a little bit more as you get older because a sun tan is sun damage. Mm. So that's just your body protecting you from damage. Okay. So when you're driving and you feel that sun hitting your face, you've really, especially if you're older, over 40, I say, you really have to protect it because you don't have the sun protection. You might have gotten tan easily when you were younger, but now you don't as you age because of the slowdown of cells. So really have to protect your skin a little differently than you did when you were in your teens and when we used to lay out in the sun.
Yes, with baby oil and
Crisco.
I did not do
My
Crisco.
My cousin and I, we did.
Yeah, I did the whole baby oil thing, but that is funny. Yeah. So the lesson to be learned here is youth, do not do that. It does not serve you well.
And I don't think they do it anymore.
I don't either.
Not like we did. I know my kids don't. They can't imagine. I have redhead boys, so they're out of the picture for a son. But even my girls are like, lay out in the sun? Never.
You know, and I am the one that goes on the cruise and is going to the art shows and playing bingo because I don't do sit right. on by the pool. That's just, oh my gosh, I'm too wired constantly that it just makes me crazy. Well, and so, yeah.
Just cruises, sit there.
Cruises aren't kind of my thing. But
too relaxing.
Yeah. Sorry. Someday, maybe, but right now I'm too high-strung. Yeah. So I would like to know a little bit more about you.
Okay.
Who is Miss Cindy? So what was your first job?
My first job as an esthetician?
I actually want to know, what was your first job?
My first job? First job was retail. Working in a little retail store. Well, I didn't grow up here. I grew up back east in Maryland in a small town. But I remember my first job was retail, and I hated it because it was so boring.
Oh.
I would just stand there waiting for people to come into the waiting rooms. And then I had another fun job. I worked at it was kind of a family-owned ice cream parlor.
How fun.
So I would still to this day work in an ice cream parlor. We scooped ice cream, we made food, and I would get up early and go and help my mom and every weekend. So I did that. What else? What other fun jobs did I have?
You know, I would imagine an ice cream shop is great because very rarely are they coming in there to drown their sorrows. They're coming in there for something fun. It's like a flower shop.
Right.
I loved working at Edie's Flower Shop as a kid growing up because it was happy and the flowers are cheerful.
Yes.
They smelled so beautiful and they had beautiful arrangements. And I would imagine the same thing with ice cream.
Yeah. Same thing.
There are a few who are drowning their sorrows, but they're at home by themselves with their Ben and Jerry's, right?
That's right. So, get it to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were my first jobs. And then I had children, so I didn't work for many, many years. And in my 30s, my early 30s is when I got my esthetician license.
Oh,
so
very good.
Yeah, it was a later career.
Yeah.
Always wanted to do it and finally had the time.
And it's a perfect fit for being a mom and still having kids at home. And
oh, yes.
Raising kids because you still have young kids.
I have a 14-year-old. The rest are adults and I have grandchildren. But yeah, that's my... She's still my baby. They're all my babies, even at 30. They're a lot of work still.
And so is there something that people don't know about you that you kind of keep to yourself that we now need to know? The exclusive? A lot of people, I ask that question. They're like, no, I tell everybody everything.
Yeah, I can't think of anything major. People get surprised when I tell them that I'm a grandma. I think because I'm so immature.
And it's it's because you look so young. You
and
have
then
great,
they say,
great skincare. What do you do?
Oh, yeah. And here's what I say. Because a lot of times my skincare routine is very simple. I don't think it needs to be complicated. And I've sold high-end skincare before, so I know what's out there. And I tell them it's laughter. It's laughter.
Yeah.
You have to, everything has to be fun. Even when I'm teaching at school, I'm like, we're playing spa today. So this is what we're learning, and we're going to, you just have to have fun and laugh. That's, and I'm not lying. I'm not being cheesy.
No.
That's how I am.
Yes.
And I even get my older children sometimes are like, Mom, why are you laughing right now? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, is that how you handle your stress? Because this isn't, I'm like, you know what? Look, there's a funny side to most things. So.
Yes, you can always find a funny side, right?
Yeah.
That is great.
I get lectured a lot by my children about that.
Well, you just have a sunny opposition and the outlook on life, and you just seem to have a cheerful heart.
I do have a cheerful heart.
Makes life so much easier. And so is there a lesson that you learned from your own parents that you have kind of carried throughout your life?
I had great parents. And unfortunately, my dad passed away when I was 14, but he still, to this day, he's my guardian angel. I see his birth date all the time, 10/19/10/19, and this has been going on for years, and I'll tell you the lesson once I tell you this really quick. And one day, about 5 years ago, I looked it up. I'm like, what, 10/19 Bible verse? And it's crazy. So I looked it up, and Luke 10:19 says, I will protect you from all the serpents. I forget the whole quote, but it was beautiful. It was a protection quote. So I'm like, okay, this is my dad. Anytime things would get stressful, I would see 10/19. So, and my dad was awesome and my mom is awesome and she's amazing. She's very active and involved and we have so much fun with her now. And she's a great grandma.
How fun.
Just again, just working hard and keeping family close.
Yeah.
I was so young when my dad died, but we were always so like close. Our family was always so close together and I'm close with my children and I don't even think anything of it. The other day, a friend of mine mentioned to me that I work with at the school. She said, I'm so kind of jealous that you're so your family's so close. It's such a beautiful thing. And she's a young girl. Hmm. I was like, well, you're right. I didn't even think anything of that because the kids will pop in all together at my work and surprise me just to say hi.
How fun.
And I talk about all the family things we do. And yeah, so it's keeping family close. I think my parents created that. And
yes.
It's so important. I've tried to move away from my kids, but I came right back. Even just a Reno.
I think that has so much to do with it, that your joyful heart is like a magnet and they want to be close to that.
Yeah.
And so that's such a great thing. And it sounds like your family taught that lesson early on and now you're teaching that same thing. And sounds like another generation will be receiving that same blessing too.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
You are amazing. I love you. And I'm so glad that Kristen brought you
I love Kristen.
Yes. So the Vanity. And so they can find out more information on their website. Kristen's very active on social media.
Yes. Instagram. We're posting specials all the time. She has a huge following and people are so loyal to her. So a lot of her clientele I've gotten to meet and they're all wonderful. So they get treatments done. But yeah, we welcome anyone to come in, look on Instagram. She has a website. And you can just stop in. Instagram is the best place to see the specials. I think for April and May, we're doing a special with hair removal. What do we do? Buy one area and get another area, underarms half off. So that's a good deal. We wanted to keep the prices affordable, but be able to, and so people would stay local and not drive into town. So it's, like I said, it's a medical grade device. I know what I'm doing. So Don't be scared. I've been doing this a long time. And it's just a very convenient place and a fun little spa. And you can do other things, not just laser hair removal, but she has great facials. And if you just want to relax, we have those. If you need lash lifts, we do those which is curling your lash. So you don't have to, if you have straight lashes, it's great for that. I think she does I don't do lash extensions, but she does. So
she also does manicures and pedicures.
Yeah,
So she's got a little retail area in there too. We're really lucky out here in Boulder. You have brought us the med spa kind of concept. Yeah. And so we're grateful for that. But we've got some fabulous estheticians here in town too.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited for Vanity taking this next step and bringing you to all of us with all of these great new services. And Thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit better today. And thank you, Kristen, for bringing Cindy to us. And we're just glad that we have such professionals out here in Boulder City. We're very lucky.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel lucky to be here. Very lucky to be working with Kristen and in Boulder City.
Well, very good. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome
to Boulder City. And I really hope everybody comes and sees you because I know I'll be back.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we have an appointment next week.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
This episode of the Best Down Podcast has been a production of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, brought to you from I&I Music and Podcast Studios. Please check out all the links and social media handles on our website as well at bouldercitychamber.com. You can find the Best Down Podcast on all your favorite podcast directories. Like us and share on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, discover, explore, and unwind in Boulder City.